Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Condominium parking. So what do you know about condominium parking? You know, pretty much, you get a space. If you buy a condo, you get a space. I think that's all we know for sure. I don't know how that happens. So what do you got to know about your space? Where is it? Do you get more than one? You know, what are your rights with respect to that parking space? So let's talk about these. One thing you can get for parking spaces is you can get titled parking spaces. Just like you have a title to your unit, you can get a title to a parking space. Not, doesn't happen too often, but you can get them. I'd say maybe one out of 10 condos are like that. You can get exclusive use of a parking space. That means that on the condominium plan, the parking spaces are marked out as exclusive use spaces, and the condo board either assigns one to you or licenses one to you, and you get to use that space, and it's yours, theoretically. Or you can get for parking what happens in lots of condos. They just go, yeah, you're in number 4. And you can park in number 5 too. That's right. There's 2 spaces for yours. We forgot. And that's all there is. You have no title to it. There's no exclusive use to it. If the condo board wants to put you in numbers 34 and 35, 3 blocks from where your unit is, they can do that because it's just assigned. Or there can be a combination of all of these kinds of parking in one particular condo complex. They can have some titled and some assigned, some exclusive use and some titled. They can do any combination of them. So here's the big issue is the parking is generally ignored in condo purchases, ignored with respect to the details. It's not ignored in the sense of, well, I don't care about parking or nobody talks about it, but it's ignored regarding the exact details of what you're getting. The options that you have aren't talked about. The location is often talked about because people want to know where it's going to be. And the number of spaces that you can get is often not really gone over in any great detail. You should always ask, you know, where's my space? Do I get 1 or 2? Can I get more? And how do I find them? Okay, so what have we learned about condo spaces? First off, you got to ask about it. You got to realize that parking comes in a whole bunch of different shapes and sizes. So, you got to start with, what about parking? And you let it lead on from there. They go, well, you get a space here. And you say, well, is that a titled space? Or is it an exclusive use space? And do I get a license of use agreement? Or is it just assigned? Got to ask. Now, you know there are those choices. You have to ask that question. Every condo, I think, has a parking plan, whether they're titled spaces or exclusive use spaces, assigned or a combination. If you're going to run the condo corp and manage the parking, you have to pretty much have a parking plan so that you know where to put people. So ask for the parking plan. That's not a legal document generally. It's just them keeping track of the parking spaces and knowing where to put people. And of course, where the heck are mine? Ask about extra spaces. And speaking of extra spaces, watch for new condo developments where there are exclusive use spaces. And the developer has kept a whole bunch of the exclusive use spaces for himself, which he then rents out or licenses after all the units are sold and the condo has been turned over to all the new owners. That's a revenue stream that's disappeared from you as an owner in that condo complex because the developer has kept exclusive use spaces and not really said that he's doing that. So watch out for that. Sneaky developers do that. So once you've asked some of those questions and you've got some answers, so let's say you've asked the question about parking and they go, well, you get 2 exclusive use spaces. Super. Can they ever take them away from me? You've asked your realtor that or anybody you're involved with, they go, I don't know. So once you've done your diligence and you think you know about parking, then you got to dig into the bylaws, because the bylaws run parking along with the condo plan, and you've got to see whether what they told you matches up with what the bylaws say. Order a copy of the condominium plan. The condominium plan. So these are a couple of bits of extra diligence that you can do. Additional plan sheet, copy of condo plan. Both of them cost as much as a title search. As much as those are giant bits of paper, they don't charge you any more money for them. So, and again, if you're working with your condominium analyst at one of those analyzing companies, ask them about parking. Do your best diligence to find out how parking works, and then take it along and go, I need confirmation that I get stalls 5 and 6 and that they are both titled stalls. I need to know that. So you get some easy confirmation on that. So what have we done tonight? You got to know you got to deal with parking before removal. And we now know that parking is a little more complicated than you thought it was, but we've given you some good diligence tools to learn a little bit more about parking.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.